Hi, this is Johnny, and here's what I've been musing about. Be different, just like everybody else. Advertising has held on to unique selling propositions and differentiate or die for over half a century. What makes you better than them? No matter how hard you try, you end up with the same pat answers. We've been in business longer, we're bigger, we're friendlier, we guarantee your satisfaction. Shut up. No, seriously, shut up and listen to those claims. They just barely squeeze out a point of difference. Barely. Rosser Reeves, the Mad Men-era marketing pioneer, insisted that ads must convey value, not cleverness, the unique selling proposition. Now, he came up with this working with M&Ms, the candy that melts in your mouth, not in your hands. It's kind of hard to goof that up. I mean, it's pretty unique coming in. Most businesses aren't M&Ms or Dyson vacuums or Cirque du Soleil or Apple. If you're an accountant, you do 99.9% of the same stuff other accountants do. Math. The identical math everybody else has. You're not mathier. If you're a lawn care company, you're dealing in the biology of plants, just like your competitors. I'm not trying to bum you out. I'm just trying to amplify how important this stuff is. It's damn hard to be different. Your test is this. What can you do that nobody else is willing to do? Kessler's Diamonds famously promises, if you lose a diamond, including the center stone, we'll replace it. That's it. No small print. Zippo and Zappos broke conventional thinking when the former promised their lighters will work or we fix it free, even 50 years later. Zappos boggled business brains with free shipping and free returns for 365 days. That's right. You can walk around in your shoes for 364 days, decide they're not for you, and send them back on day 365. Right now you're saying, yeah, well, people suck. They'll just screw me every time. Maybe, but probably not. Would you do that? In 1999, Hyundai warrantied their cars for 10 years, 100,000 miles. Unheard of at the time. It was just as unheard of as Hyundai. But when people did hear it, they bought the funny-named car with confidence, because Hyundai had confidence, 100,000 miles of confidence. Take away those promises, and Zippo is just another lighter, Hyundai is just another cheap car, and Kessler's is no different than dozens of other jewelry stores in their city. But I'm not different, you say. Then be distinct. Geico will never be seen without their gecko. MasterCard's red and orange overlapping circles are recognizable across a football field. And an otherwise insignificant swoop will always tell you the brand of shoes someone is wearing. In a crowded, competitive space, being distinctive helps people know who you are. Don't get bored with your own brand assets. Colors, fonts, slogans, logos, musical cues, and spokespeople help solidify your brand in your customer's memory. Change them up and you break that memory. Schizophrenic businesses rarely prosper. Little businesses hire idiots who say things like, I think our logo is outdated. Somebody said our jingle is dumb. Our name doesn't convey the right message. Smart businesses hire somebody with the conviction to say, don't touch it, embrace it, enhance it, repeat it, surround yourself in it. If you can't be different, look different compared to the competition. I travel a lot and recently noticed how many parking apps I have. The icon for every one of these apps is a variation of the letter P, which is the opposite of distinct. Be different. Be distinct. And be deadly consistent. Or die. No disrespect to Jack Trout, of course. You couldn't fit all that on a book cover anyway. What are your thoughts? Send me an email, johnnym@wizardofads.com. How are you either distinctive or different from your competition? Be thinking about that. I'll be back in a couple of weeks. In the meantime, keep musing about marketing, because that's what I'm doing.